Today is Veterans Day. In Canada, it's called Remembrance Day, a time to look back and reflect on war and those who served. Now some older Canadian veterans are looking ahead, too. They're wondering if people will remember their generation and the sacrifices they made. Derek Stoffel reports from Toronto.
Old uniforms and regimental flags hang on the walls of Branch 258 of the Royal Canadian Legion in Toronto. The Legion is Canada's veterans organization. It provides services to veterans and their families, and it promotes remembrance. What's missing here on the Saturday before Remembrance Day is a critical mass of veterans.
17, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Some non-military members pack the hall for a raffle to raise money for the Legion. Sitting near the back are three old men. They're the only veterans here. They've come to share a few drinks and a few war stories.
I'm not bragging, but being Armored Reconnaissance, we led the 2nd Division into Holland, eh?
Al Armstrong is 85. He fought in Europe during the Second World War. He's worried about the future of the Legion and whether people will continue to remember the sacrifices of his generation.
Well, we're gone. We haven't got that much farther to go. What then? What's going to happen?
Many older Canadian veterans say the answer is clear. The thousands of younger Canadian soldiers who have served in Afghanistan need to join the Legion and continue the tradition of remembrance. The problem is, that isn't happening.
It's frustrating, yes, because they're out there. They just, what's the matter, are they shy?
That's John Visser, a veteran who fought in Korea. These days, he volunteers with the Legion. He organizes school visits where veterans tell war stories and answer questions. Visser says he struggles to find enough Afghanistan veterans.
I'm trying to get people to go to the schools, and it's very difficult. Last year, I turned down school after school that wanted a veteran to come and speak to the students, and I couldn't get anybody. They just don't want to come out.
The Legion says they are seeing a slight increase in memberships from younger veterans, soldiers who served in Afghanistan or those who took part in UN peacekeeping missions in the Balkans or Cyprus. And Legion President Pat Vargas says she expects to see more in 5 to 10 years.
I think that we are also realistic. When our young men and women come home, they have lots to do in their own lives to get their lives and their families back on track. They will, at some point, join organizations, be it ours or any of the other ones.
Captain Matt Littlechild, who served in Afghanistan last year, says he does plan to join the Legion, but not right now.
We'll need a place to get together, and the Legion is a perfect place for that. And, you know, 20 years down the road, I know I'll be ready for that. My life will be quite a bit quieter than it is right now, and it'll be the same for all my friends. So I see us being active members.
That gives Canada's older veterans some hope that their service will be remembered. But they do worry that in the next few years, there may not be enough Legion members to keep the organization going, especially during the critical period around Remembrance Day. That's why a few years ago, the Legion made the controversial move to allow non-veterans to join as associate members to help keep the memories alive until a new group of veterans steps up. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Toronto.